Canberra, the major parties have struck a deal to try to resolve the citizenship fiasco, but dramatic developments continue to cascade in the nation's capital. New senators have been sworn in to replace those who've been lost to the citizenship strife, but no sooner did One Nation's new man, Fraser Anning, take the oath than he jumped ship from Pauline Hanson's party. Our reporter Lucy Barber has been watching the latest twists and turns in Parliament House, and she joins me. Lucy, we'll get to the One Nation defection in a moment, but what can you tell us about the deal that's been done between the government and the opposition?
The major parties, Linda, have struck a deal this morning on new disclosure rules for parliamentarians' citizenship status. Now, this has been the major sticking point between the opposition and the federal government in trying to work out how on earth to resolve this whole conundrum. The government had wanted all politicians to be forced to declare that, to the best of their knowledge, they weren't dual citizens by December the 18th. Labor, on the other hand, wanted an earlier deadline of the 1st of December, and it appears this morning the government has agreed to that, and a resolution will be put to the Senate. Liberal frontbencher Christopher Pyne says the debate that's been going on over all this wasn't out of the ordinary.
As part of all negotiations, of course, there's always a bit of argy-bargy and to-ing and fro-ing, and we are in that process, but I hope that by the time the Parliament resumes, we will have an agreement with Labor for a process. Of course, that will include members who've already indicated they were dual citizens on the day of nominations closing for the last election, satisfying the Parliament that they are not, in fact, ineligible to sit. That includes Susan Lamb and Justine Kaye, the two Labor members.
And, sorry, Lucy, carry on.
Oh, good. I was just going to say that's our frontbencher, Liberal frontbencher, Christopher Pyne, speaking there. So quite a development, or at least a small breakthrough, Linda, in this citizenship saga that just keeps continuing on.
And Lucy, what's the opposition had to say about this?
Well, the opposition will be claiming this as a win, even though there are citizenship questions, as Mr. Pyne referred to there, remaining over some of its members. Tasmanian Labor MP Justine Kaye has already conceded the renunciation of her UK citizenship wasn't confirmed until the 11th of July last year. That was 9 days after the federal election. And Queenslander Susan Lamb, along with West Australians Madeleine King and Josh Wilson, have also refused to say when British authorities finalised their applications for renunciation. However, the opposition leader Bill Shorten has maintained this morning that his party members have taken all the reasonable steps to renunciate.
Labor has nothing to hide. We will put forward our information, we've done our homework, we've got our legal advice, and we think there should be one rule for all. I do not doubt the extent of the loss of faith of the Australian people and the government, and through the government's ineptitude in the Parliament.
Bill Shorten speaking a little earlier. Lucy Barber, it's just the Senate sitting this week in Canberra. The first job was to swear in new senators to replace those that were disqualified by the High Court last month. So who are they?
Yes, well, normally the Senate president would swear in new senators, but today things had to be a little different. The Governor-General Peter Cosgrove performed that task because, of course, the former Senate president and former senator Stephen Parry had to resign recently because he was British by descent. So the new senators that will replace One Nation former Senator Malcolm Roberts and former Green senators Scott Ludlam and Larissa Waters, Fraser Anning and Andrew Bartlett and Jordan Steeljohn. Now, Fraser Anning was set to represent One Nation. Andrew Bartlett and Jordan Steeljohn will represent the Greens. In relation to Fraser Anning, I say set to replace One Nation because within an hour or so of him being sworn in, the One Nation leader Pauline Hanson released a statement saying that Mr. Anning had in fact left the party and would stand as an independent, quote, until something else comes along. Now, Senator Hanson says she believes previous employees of Malcolm Roberts had made contact with Mr. Anning several months ago, encouraging him to move to Corey Bernardi's Australian Conservatives Party should Malcolm Roberts lose his seat, which of course he has. We'll have to keep you posted on how that unfolds.
Okay, and the Senate has also elected a new president this morning to replace Stephen Parry from Tasmania. He was found to be a dual citizen by descent. Who got the job?
Liberal Senator Scott Ryan was nominated and won convincingly. The challenge was from Green Senator Peter Whish-Wilson, who obviously also nominated. Now, the Senate President role is one of the most important and highly paid roles in the Parliament. Scott Ryan was instrumental in helping Malcolm Turnbull mount a successful leadership challenge against former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, so he has had a significant role in the runnings of the government. And he recently had to resign from his job as Special Minister of State in order to nominate for the position of President. Matthias Cormann, the Finance Minister, will fill those duties in the time being. We understand Scott Ryan's presidential photo is already up on the parliamentary website, so there was no mucking about there. Here he is addressing the Parliament or the Senate just before he was elected.
It is not a circumstance that I thought would present itself, nor one that I particularly thought would present itself to me personally in the immediate years before me. I appreciate that it is not common that someone who has resigned from the ministry as I have to contest this, but it is not unprecedented. I'm advised that there have been 8 former presidents who have previously served as ministers.
And finally, Lucy, do we have a date for the by-election in the Sydney seat of Bennelong?
Yes, we do. It's all happening here this morning, Linda. 16th of December has just been announced as the date of the Bennelong by-election. Now, the important thing to note there is that John Alexander, who resigned over the weekend because he believes he may be British by descent, will have to have received his certificate of renunciation before nominations for the by-election close on the 23rd of November. We understand the New South Wales Liberal Party is confident that that will happen, but we'll have to wait and see.
Okay, Lucy, thanks very much. Lucy Barber, our reporter in Canberra.